For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
You're listening to Eagles Unfiltered.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
This podcast is powered by Eagle Maven of Sports Illustrated.
Third down and one.
Why didn't he win that?
Hurts. Keeping. First down and a touchdown.
Here are your hosts, Ed Kraz and Connor Miles.
All right, here we are again, your Eagles Unfiltered crew, your SI.com fan nation, Eagles Today reporters, Ed Kraz, joined by my colleague, John McMullen. We are here on a Saturday at the NovaCare Complex, where the Eagles just wrapped up day three of the training camp, and today was the longest practice of the three. They went for a full 90 minutes today, and boy, there was a lot of action, a lot of stuff going on. Before we get there, let's just dive into the practice report. Nick Williams missed today. We had our first injury, really, the first player who is missing time with an actual injury. That's Nick Williams, listed
Milton
as
Milton Williams.
Who did I say?
Nick Williams. I'm thinking, are we at Citizens Bank?
Yeah, or, wow. Yeah. Well, it's right across the parking lot here. But no,
I'm like, what's that saying here? No, Milton Williams is
Milton
out.
Milton Williams, yes.
With an elbow injury.
Thanks, John. Yeah, we don't know how serious it is or anything like that, but he's out. And also, for the third straight practice, Zach Pascal has missed another one. I mean, he hasn't practiced yet. Yeah. The free agent signing still is struggling to return from a bout with food poisoning. He's out there, but he's not doing anything. And I think he's falling behind. I know that, you know, they know what he can do. But, man, you got to get out on the field and show it.
Yeah, I think it's more Carrick Wheatball, too, have missed his third straight practice. Yeah. He's coming back from COVID. He's an undrafted rookie. I think it's more of a big deal for him than Zach Pascal. This coaching staff knows what Zach Pascal can do, and, you know, he's going to line up right. He understands this offense. So I think he'll be fine. But, you know, when we talk about his chance of being the third receiver, which was unlikely to begin with Quez Watkins, he would have to beat him out. So maybe from that perspective, he's taken a little bit of a step back. You know, we had our first injuries in practice, though.
Yeah.
And maybe John Hightower sort of hurt his midsection reaching for a ball in drills. And he was down for a bit, but was able to return to practice and finish the practice. Rookie tight end Grant Calcaterra made a nice catch in the third down session near the end of practice. Immediately grabbed his left leg. So I don't know if it's a hamstring, an ankle, or something of that nature, but he limped off. It wasn't carted off, but he limped off slowly and wasn't able to finish the practice. So, you know, that's a big deal. You normally don't talk about six-round picks being that big of a deal, but this team needs a backup tight end, and Grant Calcaterra has looked pretty good over the first 3 days of practice as a receiver.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, it would be a shame if he has to miss some time, because then you fall back a little bit as a rookie. So, you know, the Eagles are off on Sunday. They return Monday and Tuesday. I imagine we'll see him in pads, full pads, one of those days for the first time in camp. But, you're right. Calcaterra, you don't talk much about a sixth-round tight end, especially when you have Dallas Goedert in the building. But, you know, the Eagles would like to see somebody step up and take that number two job. Jack Stoll, of course, handled it well last year. Wasn't a real weapon in the pass game, more of a blocking type tight end. Tyree Jackson, who is started on PUP, he's a candidate, but you know, we'll see how long it takes him to come back from the ACL that he tore late in the season last year. Noah Tagai he's shown some flashes.
He made a big catch. And Pat Gardner Minshew, the defense kind of dominated today again for the second straight day. They had this competitive third down period near the end of practice where it was Nick Sirianni was keeping score. It was offense versus defense, and the defense dominated the first team. Gardner Minshew was able to make it a little bit closer with a couple throws over the middle of the field to Noah Tagai that you mentioned in Calcaterra. Otherwise, it would have been a rout for the defense. The first team defense was dominant.
It's a good defense. It's a fast defense. Miles Sanders said as much afterward. But listen, I thought the offense looked horrible on Friday. I'll go there with you. But I don't think they were as bad today on Saturday. I thought, you know, Jalen Hurts came out and completed his first four throws, completed one, a nice out throw to Devontae Smith. Great catch. It was good coverage. And then he completed another throw to A.J. Brown on the other side. So, you know, he looked good early on. But then on the fifth throw of that series, Andre Sacheret. He made his second interception in as many days. Yeah, I mean, this guy, this safety, he's coming. He's really making a strong bid to make this team and help this defense, I think.
Yeah, he's played well. Davion Taylor's really played well over the first couple of days. But, you know, this interception was, you know, more concerning. And Andre made a nice play, and he deserves credit. But more concerning for me is Jalen Hurts was flush to his left. We all know, look, when he goes to his right, he's very, very good. But when he goes to his left, and that's what Tampa Bay did in the playoffs, they tried to force him left, he struggles. And it was another indication where he probably should have gave up on the play, just ran it, threw it out of bounds, or at least, you know, ran out of bounds for a minimal gain. He tried to throw it across his body in the middle of the field. I believe he was going for Dallas Goedert, but I can't even really tell you. And Sacheret was there to pick it off. So, bad decision from the quarterback, and that was the bigger concern. And then, as I mentioned, you're right, there were some good throws to A.J. Brown. There were some good throws to Devontae Smith. But when it really turned up into the competitive nature, I think the first play was a read option, and Javon Hargrave just snuffed it out for a couple, two, three-yard loss. Then you had a pass breakup by T.J. Edwards. You had a couple sacks on the day. Brandon Graham, as you mentioned before we got on the air. Defense was really good. And I haven't even told you about James Bradbury. James Bradbury looked like a star today, both in individual drills and team drills. He looked like a lockdown corner. And if the Eagles have two lockdown corners, this defense has got a chance to be pretty good.
Yeah, the one play I noticed from James Bradbury was during one-on-one drills where he was locked up with A.J. Brown. And, you know, it was right in front of me. Brown tried to do a little start and, you know, a little stop and then go, and he stopped, and Bradbury bit a little bit, but then Brown took off and Bradbury went right with him, and then at the last minute he just kind of threw his arm up and the ball hit him in the arm. He definitely looks very comfortable on the corner, and you're right, if he can, you know, continue to stack these days, you know, him and Slay are going to be very difficult to throw against. And then you throw in, you know, Brandon Graham had the two sacks, you know, you have Hassan Reddick, who, you know, there was some talk about him dropping into coverage, which he'll do a little bit, I'm sure. But, you know, you have him, you have Sweat, you have – I didn't notice Barnett much. I haven't noticed him a whole lot. But then Fletcher Cox was back out there today as well.
Yeah. Jordan Davis is mixing in more.
Yeah.
You know, interesting, Marlon Tuipulotu has gotten more time than I thought he would get. So maybe he's progressing at a faster rate than all of us assumed. And he'll get even more work if Milt Williams is out for a little bit. So the defense has been very good. And the linebackers, Kaiser White has been good. TJ's been great. Davion Taylor's been great, to the point you start saying, all right, where are you going to get N'Kobe Dean? Everybody's talking about N'Kobe Dean. Well, right now, those guys are playing so well, you're not even thinking about it. They have great corners. Avante Maddox has made plays. We know how good Slay is. We just talked about Bradbury. There's some concern about the safeties, but the safeties have played well. Sasha Ray, as we mentioned, Marcus Epps has played well. And then we have the veterans, Anthony Harrison, Jaquaski Tart. And by the way, it is Jaquaski. So even though there's a Q-U-I, it's Jaquaski Tart.
Yeah.
He's been a slow starter. He's learning the terminology. We got a chance to talk to Denard Wilson, the secondary coach, who's now been promoted to the defensive passing game coordinator. He's got a lot of bodies, a lot of young bodies at corner. That secondary is looking better than maybe we thought it was going to be on paper.
Yeah, there's no question. And you know, in Tart's defense, I mean, Tart's a good player, I think. And, you know, he didn't get here till June 18th. And, you know, he was with San Fran for, what, seven seasons, I believe. So
played a lot of football.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an adjustment for a new guy to come in just really, you know, just over a month ago. You know, you probably don't have a whole lot of access to, you know, playbook and, you know, on-field work, you know. So he missed all the OTAs. He's coming in here. He's running second team. So I'm not sure how much of a factor he'll be early on. But it's still football, and I think he'll help this team as the season goes on.
I think it's a nice insurance policy is what it is. And, yeah, he's not only played a lot of football, but he's played a lot of football on a really good defense. San Francisco's had a really good defense for a number of years now. So I think it's a nice insurance policy to have. But I think the Eagles want to see Marcus Epps take that step forward, become the starter. Jonathan Gannon trusts Anthony Harris. Bernard Wilson mentioned how much he trusted Anthony Harris as well today. So safeties might not, you know, look great on paper, but the Eagles seem very, very comfortable at this point with what they have.
Yeah. So, I guess the big news story from today, John, was Miles Sanders. You know, on Friday we saw him take all second team reps with Kenny Gainwell getting all the first team snaps. And, you know, of course, Nick Sirianni was asked about that, and then we talked to Miles afterward. But I guess it was on purpose that they started their team drills with a Miles Sanders run. And Sanders did a great job with the run. He ran, I think it was to his left, cut it up into open field. And what was most impressive is once he got into that second level of the defense, he put a couple shifty moves on Marcus Epps.
Had Marcus Epps
turning different directions, and then he just ran past him, which would have been a long, you know, 80-yard touchdown perhaps. We've seen Sanders hit those home runs before in actual games, and I think that might have been one of them in practice. And, of course, an unidentified coach or player yells, "That's the way to start a drill, 2-6. And Sirianni yells
To the reporters,
he's yelling to us from the field. He's running with the ones. He's running with the ones. He's a starter. So, Sanders took offense to that, though. We asked him about it afterward. You know, there was a story or two written about him taking second team reps. There were a lot of tweets about it. And he took it personally. He was asked what his motivation is for year four. And he says, to get the respect that I deserve and people not writing articles about me running with the second team.
Yeah.
It's just one more thing for Sanders to put, you know, on his shoulder, another chip to add to his shoulder to try to have a year in which he might hit 1,000 yards for the first time. He might score a touchdown. He hasn't scored a touchdown in, 18 games. You have to go back to the 2021 season. So, you know, he's got a lot to prove, and it starts, too, with his health. You know, he played all 16 games as a rookie, and then he was limited to 12 games last year and the year before. So, you know, it starts there with Sanders' health. He caught the ball today a little bit more smoothly. He's got to get more consistent there. We saw on the first day of practice he bobbled a catch. But today I think they threw it to him once, maybe twice, and he caught them both in stride, good throws, and was able to turn on the Jets.
And it was interesting, Nick Sirianni also got to ask about the lack of motion in his offense last year pre-practice. And all of a sudden they show up at practice and they have a little bit of a wrinkle and they have all three receivers lined up on the left side, Miles Sanders on the right side. Then they had this kind of jet sweep motion where they faked it to Miles and they threw a backdoor screen to Dallas Goedert. on the other side. And it really, that was one of the offensive highlights of the
game. Yeah, that was an interesting wrinkle. Three receivers, were they Quez, it was, Devontae, Quez, and AJ. All lined up to Jalen Hurts' left, and then they motioned Sanders from the right to the left, and it looked like they were going to throw a screen, and you'd have the three receivers blocking Sanders, fake, or
jet sweep. I thought it was going to be a jet sweep. Right, could have been a screen. Right. They could have handed him the ball. It looked like that. So you have the defense flowing one way. All of a sudden, you throw back the other way to Dallas Goedert. It was nice, and it you know, because they were 32nd in the NFL when it came to using motion last year. And Nick Sirianni said, "Look, I'm never going to be a big motion guy, but I never want to be 32nd in anything." Right. So he wants to use a little bit more motion, and we saw a nice little wrinkle.
Yeah, I think he said like 24th and below. You never want to be 24th or below in anything in the NFL. So that's kind of his demarcation line.
So, and that's where he probably wants to reach. Like, he's never going to be Sean McVay, but, he probably wants to be 23, 22 in that type of level. And that'll help the offense. And interesting wrinkle on the defense, and that to me was – you know, they've been using this 5-2 front a lot, where they have three interior linemen. You have two overhang players, that Jonathan Gannon likes to call them. Those have typically been Hassan Reddick and Josh Sweat with the starters. Today, they had Hassan Reddick inside and Brandon Graham outside, and it looked like it created some havoc.
Yeah.
The offensive line was like, all right, what do we do with this?
And
that was an interesting wrinkle from the defensive side.
Yeah, he was lined up to Reddick's left. They were side by side, but he was on the outside of Reddick, which was kind of cool. And like we said earlier, Graham, he just had a tremendous day, in my opinion. He just went right around Jack Driscoll on one play for a sack. You know, of course, they don't actually have sacks. But he was in on the quarterback before he could even really look down the field. That he went in that quickly. And then on the other one, he really kind of got the better of Lane Johnson. And pushed him back into the quarterback, and again, before the quarterback was able to throw the ball. So they, to me, count as sacks. And if the Eagles can get something from Brandon Graham at 34 years old, coming off an Achilles, the presence that he brings on the field in the locker room, the trash talking that he likes to engage in, I mean, that's only going to help this defense. But really, we got it. We can't wait for the pads to come on. And hopefully we'll see that next week. Right now, tomorrow the Eagles are off, and John and I will have – we won't take off. We'll have a story or two on our site. You can check it out at
SI.com/NFL/Eagles, EagleMaven.com. You can see us there.
Yeah, I can't believe I couldn't remember that. I must need some water. I'm dehydrated.
It's hot out here.
Yeah. All right, so we'll check back with us on Monday. We'll have more. But our site, like John said, we'll have stuff there constantly refreshed, and you can read whatever we write there. Thank you.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.